What did Jesus do when the devil tempted him in Matthew 4:1-11? Matthew 4:1-11 says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, 'It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.' Again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, 'All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.' Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him." So this is interesting because Jesus, what did Jesus do when he was tempted by Satan? He threw the knowledge of what was written. He threw the book at Satan. He mentioned, "It is written." Jesus said, "It is written." Jesus says, "It is written." And you know, the devil tried to come back at him and saying, "Well, it is written too." He tried being sarcastic. He tried being snarky. He tried doing that loophole things they do in like Law and Order and in government stuff. He tried doing that loophole. He tried making Jesus fall for this trap just like the Pharisees do. But Jesus said, "It is written." Brother and sister, this is your template. When the world wants you to go against Jesus and go against your belief, the word of God is your sword. You can fight every evil in this world and every malicious powers that comes your way with the word of God, which is the Bible. It is written that Satan will be thrown in a lake of fire and sulfur and that he loses. So we are not even part of that. We are part of the kingdom of Christ. We have royal blood. We have nothing to do with Satan's future. So remember, when Satan reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. It is written, you will be thrown in the lake of fire and sulfur, and I will be with Christ. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen.